happens. I'm going to say this every time we start, but that woman that says this call is being recorded sounds just like Gladys.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, me either.
No, you guys never played Portal?
Nope.
No.
Oh, that's
have you ever tried Stalker Shadow of Chernobyl? Made by a Ukrainian game company. It's pretty decent. It's like Oblivion with guns.
Yeah, I wanted to do that. I actually saw that in Strana Igr, and did you ever read that? Game magazine?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, it looked pretty decent, yeah, but I never got it.
I saw a little bit about it. I didn't really see the appeal. I don't know, that's just me.
Well, it's a pretty fun game. I mean, it's just, you can get it for about $20 nowadays, if not cheaper, if you can get it used. And for the money it's worth, it's pretty decent. I bought it about $30 when it was new, so.
It's not bad. Problem is, though, that I have a Mac, mm-hmm. and, like, the only game I tried to get for it was Spore. Yes, and I don't have the graphics card for that, even, so I wasted $50 for the game for nothing, and mm-hmm. a $150 system upgrade to get the operating system to run it. Because when I, like, tried to download the trial version, it's like, you have to have the Mac OS 10.5. I was like, all right, I'll get that, and then it'll work fine. You have to get the graphics card, too. Well, you could have told me that I need the graphics card, too. So now I have a new system and nothing to play with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I got an upgrade on my gaming computer, so I have a 512 with 2 gigs of RAM. It's pretty decent.
I still have some extra. I can figure out how to get you the, whatever.
eBay?
Yes.
Speaking of eBay, I have for sale an impact wrench by DeWalt, brand new, 300 foot-pounds of torque. If you are into cars or anything like that, it's a good buy.
Stimulate the SCT's economy.
Stimulate.
Are you playing with yourself again, Deuce?
That never came up.
Well,
Deuce is stimulating himself.
Well, this plan is definitely stimulating my economy. But I digress.
Any of you play Myst? MYST?
Nope. Dude, I haven't been playing much lately, now that I think about it. All I've really playing is Halo, Rock Band, and Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
So is Myst any decent? I saw it out for the Nintendo DS.
Well, it's actually the... Well, it's arguably the most sold game franchise ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically, it's puzzle games. You walk around, some of the games are just like a slideshow. You click at a place, you operate mechanisms and all that, solve puzzles. Some of them are more high-tech,
mm-hmm.
but almost none of them are very demanding on the computer, so it should be easy to run.
Never tried them. I guess that now would be a good time.
Yeah.
But back to Stalker, I'd say it's a pretty decent game. You got pretty wide area of land to roam around on, a lot of variety to do. You know, even if you replay a single mission several times, you'll never play it the same way each time because the computer constantly adapts. And then depending on which difficulty you select, you'll be outgunned on, the moderate level of difficulty. I found myself, I initially played it on beginner and beat the whole game, and then I went back and started on moderate, and I couldn't even get out the first level. Got my ass handed mm-hmm. to me several times. But I would say it's a good combination. If you ever played Fear and Bioshock, I'd say it's a pretty good combination of the two games. You know, monsters.
Yeah, Bioshock.
Bioshock
yeah.
was good.
Yeah.
And then you have weapon upgrades, you have your skill levels up, which means that, you know, you run faster, you can carry more, you're more accurate, etc., etc. You have a reputation in the zone. It's all that good stuff. And I mean, the horror aspect of the game is just priceless. I don't know if any of you heard the claims that the makers of Gears of War were making, that it was a perfect horror shooter. I'd say, you know, it's child's play compared to what Stalker can dish out. You know, you'll find yourselves emptying clip after clip into a computer sim, screaming, "Oh my God, it's gonna kill me."
Gears of War 2 had like three or four scary parts, but I think that the developers keep thinking that like mind-numbing difficulty equals horror now. Mind-numbing difficulty does not equal horror. Mind-numbing difficulty means that I have to replay the same level over and over because you guys made it too hard.
Well, mind-numbing difficulty means horror for 5-year-old children and Bobinson.
Yes. Actually, it means horror for 5-year-old children's parents because the 5-year-olds get frustrated and start screaming really
I'm gonna make that my ringtone.
what I just said.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Tall
High-pitched.
man. Tall man is the new Joe Staten of the SCT.
I don't know who that is, so okay.
That's the guy that voices all the grunts. I believe that's his name.
All right.
Well, that's his name. I'm not sure if it's right, Joe Staten. Either of you see the new trailer for BioShock?
Sea of
Nope.
Dreams. Is it
Yeah, just
where the
look.
girl's standing on the beach and the city comes out of
Yeah.
nowhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks weird.
Yeah, I haven't been looking at too many game ads lately. It's just kind of,
It's not even
since
an
I
ad.
sold
It's
my
like a.
system.
It's not even an ad. It's a teaser from the PS3 version of BioShock.
Oh, is it?
You know, it looks pretty, but it's like 30 seconds long, and it doesn't really explain anything whatsoever.
Any of
So,
you guys have what is it? World in Conflict? That game they
no.
made? No? Sad. It's a pretty nice game. Good RTS.
Pretty much the only RTS I've ever really succeeded in playing is Command and Conquer 3. Yeah, that was fun.
Deuce's voice reminds me of Brain from Pinky and the Brain, if you ever seen that cartoon.
Oh, I loved that back in the day.
He should say, "You know what we're going to be doing tomorrow?"
Gee, Ryan, what are we going to do tomorrow night?
And you should have Deuce say, "Oh, same thing we do every night, try and take over the world."
Don't think he's going to say that now.
No, I think I
I
can.
hear my I hear my voice completely differently from what you hear. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
They say that everybody hears their voice differently than what it actually sounds like.
Yeah.
And then everybody's voice is also augmented by either computer or telephone, whatever. I mean, it's different from whether you hear a person live or over the phone.
And
Yeah.
we're doing this over Skype, so I wonder what that means.
So in real life, I might sound like this, like my balls were cut off by a pair of pruning shears.
And I might sound like this.
I've got balls of steel.
I hit puberty at a very young age and started smoking when I was 6 years old, several cartons a day.
And then my doctor prescribed me testosterone at the age of 15.
The urge.
Urge,
My
yes.
ears were 15, the rest of me was like four.
My urge.
I was given the ears of a cadaver. Any reason behind that? Well, just because my parents said, what the hell?
Off a cadaver. They probably wouldn't function all too well. Is that why you heard earage instead of age?
No, I heard Eerge instead of Age because you said Eerge. And I will challenge anyone who listens to the podcast to not hear Eerge.
Never touch another man's Eerge.
Okay. I don't know if Eerge means like ears or like how old your ears are or something like that, but I think that's a general rule. I'll try not to touch whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm. Either that or wear really thick gloves.
Well, you definitely need very thick gloves in order to touch something that may be an existential abstract noun.
I need a match.
Any particular reason?
I'm trying to light the fire in my fireplace, and I can't find a match.
Yes, it's Halloween, so it's time for fires and, you know, the changing of the scenery and all that good stuff.
And sitting on the roof throwing firecrackers at small kids?
I got plenty of those. A few 4th of July's back, I bought about $400 worth of fireworks. Haven't launched them off, still sitting in my room. You guys want them?
All right, because what better to use fireworks for than to direct onto small children?
Roman candles.
I don't have any of those. I got fire mortars. Inch and a half in diameter.
Cool.
They burst in a chrysanthemum pattern probably about 100 feet off the ground. Really pretty.
Hmm.
Probably should be careful where you point that.
Yeah, I learned that at an early age.
Don't be the idiots who make videos of them setting that off in their pants. You will lose some very important materials. But I digress.
Let's not talk about... You'll burn your wallet? Is that what you're talking about? Important materials?
Sure, let's go with that. In case there are any children listening, so they don't realize that I meant burning my testicles.
Is that burnt hair I smell?
No. Dude, wasn't that from... I'm not going to say anything about that.
I wish I still had the stack of clothing. I'd be making the zipping noises.
Dude, we have really nothing to put in for the podcast anymore. We're just making the most random and awkward scenario for anyone who's listening to us.
Zip. Squeezy, squeezy.
Oh, squeezy, God. Squeezy. No,
squeezy,
man.
Squeezy, squeezy. Squeezy, no. Squeezy.
Okay. Okay, that's it. That's enough, man. I'm starting to think that I'm going to need to wash my hands after this interview.
You should wash your ears. Or your ears.
Urge. Whatever
ears.
It would be.
Eerge.
Eerge.
Yeah, that was it.
Your Eerges.
Dude, we are insane, aren't we?
Not really, no. If you think this is insane, you don't know what is.
Well, not insane, insane, but like people are listening to us like, what's with these stupid people? So I'm just saying we're insane, so, oh, they're insane. They're not stupid. See, it's okay. All PR.
It's all an excuse.
Yes. You see, if people think that you're crazy, then they won't really think that you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm. I think we should have a musical moment at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I can get back to that in post.
Beethoven.
Oh, no. No classical music.
No, I don't even think I have any classical music on this. I'd have to find a CD and throw that on.
Deuce has loads of classical music.
I do.
Bach, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky.
Yay.
Schubert.
We have 10 seconds until this recording stops, so do we continue the podcast, or...
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yes.
All right, sure.
Because I don't think we're going to be using everything.